Prologue, The Case of the Centrifuges. It was January 2010 when officials with the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, the United Nations body charged with monitoring Iran's nuclear program, first began to notice something unusual happening at the uranium enrichment plant outside Natanz in central Iran. Inside the facility's large centrifuge hall, buried like a bunker more than 50 feet beneath the desert surface, thousands of gleaming aluminum centrifuges were spinning at supersonic speed, enriching uranium hexafluoride gas, as they had been for nearly 2 years. But over the last weeks, workers at the plant had been removing batches of centrifuges and replacing them with new ones, and they were doing so at a startling rate. At Natanz, each centrifuge, known as an IR-1, has a life expectancy of about 10 years, but the devices are fragile and prone to break easily. Even under normal conditions, Iran has to replace up to 10% of the centrifuges each year due to material defects, maintenance issues, and worker accidents. In November 2009, Iran had about 8,700 centrifuges installed at Natanz, so it would have been perfectly normal to see technicians decommission about 800 of them over the course of the year, as the devices failed for one reason or another. But as IAEA officials added up the centrifuges removed over several weeks in December 2009 and early January, they realized that Iran was plowing through them at an unusual rate. Inspectors with the IAEA's Department of Safeguards visited Natanz an average of twice a month, sometimes by appointment, sometimes unannounced, to track Iran's enrichment activity and progress. The number of inspection visits to Natanz has increased since this period. Beginning in 2010, inspections increased to once a week, and after a new agreement with Iran in late 2013, inspectors are now on site at Natanz every day. Anytime workers at the plant decommissioned damaged or otherwise unusable centrifuges, they were required to line them up in a control area just inside the door of the centrifuge rooms until IAEA inspectors arrived at their next visit to examine them. The inspectors would run a handheld gamma spectrometer around each centrifuge to ensure that no nuclear material was being smuggled out in them, then approve the centrifuges for removal, making note in reports sent back to IAEA headquarters in Vienna of the number that were decommissioned each time. IAEA digital surveillance cameras, installed outside the door of each centrifuge room to monitor Iran's enrichment activity, captured the technicians scurrying about in their white lab coats, blue plastic booties on their feet, as they trotted out the shiny cylinders one by one, each about 6 feet long and about half a foot in diameter. The workers, by agreement with the IAEA, had to cradle the delicate devices in their arms, wrapped in plastic sleeves or in open boxes, so the cameras could register each item as it was removed from the room. The surveillance cameras, which weren't allowed inside the centrifuge rooms, stored the images for later perusal. Each time inspectors visited Natanz, they examined the recorded images to ensure that Iran hadn't removed additional centrifuges or done anything else prohibited during their absence. IAEA inspectors are not allowed to remove the recorded images from Natanz and can only view them on site, where they are stored. But as weeks passed and the inspectors sent their reports back to Vienna, officials there realized that the number of centrifuges being removed far exceeded what was normal. Inspectors visiting Natanz and other nuclear facilities around the world rotate on a regular basis, so the same IAEA inspectors don't visit every time. This is why the large number of decommissioned centrifuges didn't get noticed until after several reports of changing numbers arrived in Vienna and got viewed in the aggregate by analysts and officials there. Officially, the IAEA won't say how many centrifuges Iran replaced during this period, but news reports quoting European diplomats put the number at 900 to 1,000. A former top IAEA official, however, thinks the actual number was much higher. "My educated guess is that 2,000 were damaged," says Oli Heinonen, who was deputy director of the Safeguards Division until he resigned in October 2010. Whatever the number, it was clear that something was wrong with the devices. Unfortunately, Iran wasn't required to tell inspectors why they had replaced them, and officially, the IAEA inspectors had no right to ask. The agency's mandate was to monitor what happened to uranium at the enrichment plant,